Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy, 20 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic to wrap things up as we do every day. But Wednesdays at this time, Mark Schlereth joins the show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And as always, Insider Calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Steve?
Doing good. Reacting to another late game Falcons loss and looking forward to another Falcons game on Sunday. And I have to imagine, like, I know you do a lot of these and you do your podcast and all that. We're probably the only people that ask you about the Falcons. But when we're listening
You know what? You're correct. You are the only people that ask about the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. So that's sort of like how I want to lead into this question, which is just like when people talk about the bad teams in the NFL, they always make fun of the Browns and the Jets and certain teams like that. Like the Falcons just lost to the Jets. What is the view of the Falcons nationally?
Yeah, I think ultimately I think you view them as, you know, as a team that historically has struggled and a team that, you know, I don't think you give a lot of credit to nationally as far as being a team that's going to figure it out. You know, there just feels like there are those teams in the National Football League that may every now and again may catch lightning in a bottle. Every now and again, you know, may have a season that is exceptional, but just there's no sustainability, and they just don't become viable contenders. And somebody that year in and year out is going to have the right organizational structure, the right people in place, the right players in place to be able to overcome, you know, the history. And I guess that was probably the way I would put it. And it's a shame, but it's just kind of the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Stick, what is going on with, and I want you, because you're old school, this Jackson Dart thing, you know, I mean, we were talking about three of his first start, he ended up in the blue damn tent. And then this weekend, and then this game the other day, he gets the absolute crap knocked out of him. What, in your opinion, needs to happen with that? Is it one of those things where, because he can't last like that doing that?
No. I mean, I both love it and hate it. I like, you're so competitive for me. Like, you're so competitive and you're so fiery that you can be my quarterback, but you're so stupid that you can't be my quarterback. Like, there's this juxtaposition between the two for me that I love him at the same time I hate his guts. I'm like, what are you doing? By the way, that was Christian Ellis.
Former
University of Idaho.
Oh, my God. There we go.
Okay.
Vandal. Along with, well, like Caden's brother,
right.
Vandals, that knocked the living piss out of Jackson Dart on the sideline and then took the paint.
He took the N off his helmet.
hit Gunnar Olszewski so hard the paint went right through the plastic and permanently tattooed his forehead. Like, and listen, man, I know there's going to be a bunch of Karens out there. Oh, you know, you preach violence. You're damn right I do. That's why I watch the thing. I think it's awesome. And so good for Christian Ellis just knocking the living piss out of people. Awesome stuff.
Yeah, hey, dude, the Ellis boys can hit, man.
That dude can't.
Yeah, as frustrating as the fact has been,
their father,
good.
Dude, their father, Luther, I mean, like, Luther's got like 11. He and his wife got like 11 kids. I think three of his daughters play in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken. Like, Luther, I played Luther late in my career when he was at the height of his career in Detroit. And there weren't many guys I couldn't take off the ball. I could always come off and run block and take guys off the ball. I hit that dude. It was like running into a freaking fire hydrant. He wasn't going nowhere. And I walked back to the huddle and was like, I'm working on a stalemate today.
That's it. That's all. That's all. That's kind of a, hey, that's like a win.
Yeah. Stalemate. Yeah. Like, Stalemate to win.
Hey, what is going on with Lamar Jackson? Like, it's got to be some sort of lingering effects of the injury that he had earlier in the year, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Lamar Jackson, like I've said this, you know, and I get the Lamar stands all over me. But when you take away his superpower, his ability to run the football and his ability to affect the running game, they become a very average offense. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the reasons they've struggled in the playoffs. And like he is so dynamic as a player, even when he doesn't. Even when he hands the ball off and he just threatens the edge, the whole backside of a defense can't collapse. They can't chase it. So it becomes just this unbelievable weapon in the running game. But the other thing that does for you, and this is what people fail to recognize, you break the huddle, you know what coverage you're getting. You break the huddle when you run the ball like that and you have that effective of a quarterback, you're getting a single high, which there's only two coverages you can play, cover three or cover one. You know, cover one being man-to-man, cover three being a zone. But anytime you're in cover three, if you run vertical routes, it's a match cover three. It just becomes man-to-man. Mm-hmm. And so you break the huddle in those situations, you know exactly, you don't even have to look at the defense. You know what you're getting. You're going to get safety rotation. You're going to get an eighth man in the box because they've got to stop the run. And it gives you that ability. It gives you that ability to be great. And so, and you know, and to know exactly what you're getting from a coverage standpoint. So all of a sudden he's ineffective in the running game because of his hamstring. Well, now we can play multiple coverages and we can dictate to you as an offense, as opposed to the other way around. And that's where, you know, you've lost your superpower if you're Lamar Jackson.
Hey, Stink, is the Eagles' offense, is it just non-creativity, or is it those big guys are not playing as well as they did last year?
I think obviously it's the guys up front, the injuries and things of that nature. And then I think it's also the same thing we just talked about with Lamar is Jalen Hurts is that same type of quarterback. And I think from a straight drop back, you know, dissecting coverage and, you know, and layering routes and things, that's not his strong suit.
Right.
And when you take that running game away from the quarterback, and that may be more not injury, but that may be more like stylistically, we want to grow. And frankly, he hasn't been very good and their running game hasn't been very good. So I think it's a little combination of both in regards to the Philadelphia Eagles. And then it just always feels like there's a turd in the punch bowl with Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
Always.
There's always something.
Always.
That's like something's not right and something internally just feels off. That football team just feels off to me.
Yeah, no, it's weird. Even in their good years, it feels like something's weird. Now, again, they're still 8-4, and we'd trade places with them in five
Damn
seconds
right
here in Atlanta. Would. But, yeah, it does always feel like that.
Yeah.
Mark Schlereth, yeah. Odyssey NFL Insider, joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Who is the best team in the NFC right now, in your estimation?
I still think, even though they lost to the Carolina Panthers, it was just – I don't understand the Carolina Panthers, and I think I've called five Carolina Panther games this year. they are, I don't know. Like, I don't know how they win games. I don't know how one weekend, you know, they can look just awful. The next weekend, they can beat the Rams. And, you know, and you look at their wins. I mean, most of the time, their quarterback, who I'm not sold on, you know, has got 120 yards passing. I mean, that dude posts more under 150 yard games than anybody I've ever watched. Like it just is. It's just weird watching him play. But I still think the Rams are probably the best team in the NFC. But man, it's throughout this whole thing, it's so close. Everything's so close that it just is. It's just wild watching it.
All right, now just don't take it. It's a question. I know this is one of your hated rivals, but are you counting out the Chiefs?
Oh yeah. from where we sit in Denver, we can't even see them in our rearview mirror. They're so far back. They're so far back right now. It's awesome. Oh my gosh, they can't figure it out. This is just like, I root for them to lose every weekend, and sitting around Dallas watching them that Thanksgiving Day. I mean, I'm just on the couch like a big old Jabba the Hutt, big fat turd, watching them lose to the Dallas Cowboys. Just it was as good as it gets for me. That's like I say to you guys all the time, I'm a really, really gracious loser, but I'm an absolute dick when it comes to winning. And I love, I don't know if I can say that on the radio.
Nope,
I just did.
Nope.
I
sure can.
I absolutely love rubbing it in. I think it's the greatest thing ever. And listen, man, at one point we lost 16 straight games to the Chiefs, yep, man. Mm-hmm. But nobody beats the Broncos 17 straight times. I guarantee you that. So it's awesome. It's just awesome watching it happen.
We appreciate it, as always. Thank you, Mark.
You guys be good. Later.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider. Very funny that it took 13 weeks for him to finally say something that I don't know if I could say that on the radio. Yeah. He says nine things every interview that he can't say on the radio. That was funny about the Ellis family, though.
Yeah, man.
I think Luther Ellis is still coaching at Utah.
I had no clue Luther Ellis was his father.
Mm.
No clue.
Yeah.
Had no clue.
I think he's the defensive coordinator at Utah.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Had
or
no,
he's on the staff.
Had no
or
clue.
Like that.
Had no clue Caden Ellis' dad was Luther Ellis.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's really cool. That's really, really cool, man.
Luther, yeah, he is. He's the. He does something at Utah. I don't know what he does. Something over there. Anyway, that was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Stinkin' Truth Podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original The Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Remember to listen to The Stinkin' Truth Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. All right, phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Call us up, get on hold, ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.